what the weather actually looks like. For baseball fans, spring starts this weekend. Sunday night marks the beginning of the Major League Baseball season. And for a preview, we're joined now by Pedro Gomez of ESPN. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
All right, so Sunday night, you've got the defending champions, the New York Yankees, and they're playing their biggest rival, the Boston Red Sox. Who should we put our money on?
Well, it's kind of Goliath versus Goliath, so there really is nobody to root for unless you're a fan of the Yankees and the Red Sox. These are the two biggest spenders in baseball, and really there's a lot of other clubs out there that think, you know, if these guys could just go away, maybe we'd have a chance at winning something. And when you look at the last 15 years, the Yankees have won 4 World Series, the Red Sox 2. That is absolutely the lion's share of those titles.
Yeah, well, and the Yankees won 3 of those titles back-to-back. Will they be able to do that again this year, you think?
They certainly have the pieces to do it again. They start with their starting pitching. They've got the big guys at the top of their rotation, starting with CC Sabathia, and they've got all the offense. When you look at their infield, they have Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez, Mark Teixeira. All of those players have contracts of over $150 million.
Wow. Well, let's look down, way, way down toward the other end of the spectrum. The Washington Nationals, who have suffered 2 straight seasons now of at least 100 losses. However, good news, they have signed the number one draft pick. This is pitcher Steven Strasburg. But here's what I don't get. I understand they're sending him to the minors.
Well, unlike football or basketball, baseball really you need to grow into the sport at the professional level, which is why it's the only sport that has a minor league level. And if you throw somebody that good into the frying pan right out of college and they get beat up a little bit, you could lose him both mentally and physically at some point. So the Nationals have decided to start him at the AA level, let him gain some confidence, let him get some victories out of the way. And once that happens, then I think you'll see a quick call-up for Steven Strasburg. I doubt that by the end of May, Steven Strasburg will still be in the minor leagues. This is somebody who is extremely polished. When you look at pitchers who have come out of either high school or college in the last 20 or 30 years, this is somebody who is at or near the very top of the list.
One other team I want to ask you about quickly, and that's the Minnesota Twins. They just signed catcher Joe Mauer to a big contract, $184 million, 8 years.
Which is unheard of for a small market club. But they're moving into a new stadium. They're guaranteed to probably sell at least 3 million tickets this season. And when you look at how clubs build their farm system, the Twins are always held up as the model franchise. You look at a club that cannot compete on the big money stage for free agents, so they have to go at it through the draft. And they have done a phenomenal job. This is a club that over the last 8-10 years has been in the playoffs half of the time. And there's a reason for it. They draft well, and they teach their players how to play the game correctly. They really play the game the way it was played in the 40s and 50s and 60s, and that's one thing that other players and teams want to try to copy themselves.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
That's ESPN reporter Pedro Gomez. He joined us from member station KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona, to talk about the baseball season, which opens on Sunday.